of USFC308, I think I figured out why I was chatting you there. My tone in and out was not set properly. I'm not even sure how I was able to make the frequency, but I fixed it. And I don't know, maybe I'm not so trashy anymore. Anybody want to chime in on that one? Over.
Well, my volume was down, so I didn't catch but the tail end where you said something about your timing being off, and chime in on it. So shoot again, maybe I can answer.
Yeah, it was, I think my tone in and out was set wrong. And so I just corrected it before. I was coming through a little scratchy apparently, so wondering how I'm coming through now.
Okay, well, if you were hitting the repeater at all, scratchy or otherwise, you had the tone set right, so that wasn't your problem. But your tone is set right now. You're obviously hitting the repeater. The only thing it could be, you could be hitting the wrong repeater if you're, there's the Detroit and the Mount Clemens overlap somewhat. So you could be thinking on your one and setting on the other. Other than that, the rest, well, I think there's some overlap in Bay City, Saginaw, Mayville as well. So unless, you know, there's an overlap issue and you're on the wrong one, wouldn't be a tone thing. Unless, well, if you were on the wrong tone, if you were on, you know, tone for Mayville, let's say, and you actually needed to be on the tone for Bay City, that could be it. Of course, the frequency is different as well, so there's that. But anywho, bottom line is you still got a little fluttering there. It's not bad. You know, I could tell you're on probably a handheld, moving around a little bit. So what repeater are you on right now, and how far are you roughly from it, if you know?
Yeah, so I'm on the Flint repeater, and I guess maybe I was mistaken. I just checked again, and I was on the right tone in and out. So I'm not sure where I went wrong, but perhaps I didn't go wrong. I can't be much more than maybe 5 miles or so from the repeater. Jack mentioned it was on the hospital. If it's on either Hurley or McLaren, it would only be maybe 7 miles at the max. Over.
All right. Well, yeah, your looks good. You're sounding fine. There is some bacon fry in there with you, but no problem. If you move around too much or maybe lean your radio over to the left or right, it might picks up a little noise. But if you're on a handheld, which I suspect you are, then it could be as simple as being 10-foot different position in your house. You could go into another room and be all noisy. You can go into a different room and be rock solid. So nature of the band and the beast and all that. But you pretty much sound okay, so I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Yep, just testing out this Nagoya, and I wanted to make sure that it was worth its salt. But so far, so good. It seems to be better than that little antenna that came on this. But, yeah, I'm on a handheld. It's a Baofan, the AR5RM. Nice little radio, $25. Couldn't go wrong with it, so I'm happy. And I think at some point I'm going to set myself up a station and get me a real antenna and all that, but I'm not ready to spend that kind of money yet. Over.
Yep, I understand. That's not uncommon, so. All right, well, anyhow, sounding fine. Like you say, get some fry in there with you, so. You know, it could be noisy on any given transmission if you move around a lot. So I would just write it off as that. All right, I'm pulling in the driveway with the Culvers for the wife and I. I'm going to get to that while it's still cooking hot, and we'll catch you a little later. This is WRUU 850, Sean. We'll be clear.
All right, enjoy your meal. Appreciate you, 850. WSFT 308. All clear.
Oh, yeah, Deer Hunter 308. Was it this morning? It was talking to me. I don't remember. When you're out hunting, I was going to say, hey, are you using 308? All right, catch you later. WRUU 850.